Thank you for calling the PSST hotline. I am back with my water. A quick update on the situation. Ron is still creeping around somewhere. I think I saw them clamber out of the bathroom with an unholy amount of paper towels. And while it's unlikely, Ruby could call back at any moment with more information, and hopefully no burns and an intact house. So, before that happens, I have to take a moment and think. And hydrate. Actually, there's no way Ruby's calling me back after that. So, looks like I'll need to make another call, which will reach them just in time. So, I need to think of a way for them to either repair the gas leak, prevent the accident temporarily, or at the very least, get them out of their house. I just wish they would listen to me and stop asking me to just fix their television. Or, sorry, the channel. This happens sometimes, you know? It's like getting an unknown rash. Kinda gross, okay, but hear me out. Sometimes you get a rash, right? Sometimes that rash is just a rash. You stepped in poison ivy or used some kind of moisturizer that didn't agree with you, and it itches like crazy and the skin's really sensitive and it's a pain in the ass to get rid of. But other times, a rash is indicative of something like, say, a viral infection, something nastier. And if you just take care of a symptom, it gives the actual source a chance to grow and spread. With Ruby, I'm still not sure of the source of their issue, or if the source even matters. And they're making it fairly difficult to work out. It's hard enough just asking them for more information, but I also fear that if I give them any instructions, they won't follow them. And I doubt even the script could guide me through an emergency gas leak repair. Let alone somebody else who's never touched their system. So I'm working off of basically nothing. It's like I have to amputate the arm to cut off the entire rash, but in order to describe how to safely amputate... Okay, this metaphor is getting away from me. Shit, Ron's back! What the fuck were they? Oh, hold up, that's Ruby calling! Oh, fuck, I need to take this now.
Thank you for calling the PSST hotline. This is Felicia speaking. Hi, Ruby! Thank you so much for giving me a call back. Do you have an update on your situation?
Felicia, thank you for fixing my channel. It's showing the right day now.
What?
It's showing Sunday.
So, if it's showing the same date as the...
Yeah, I am watching the weather this morning and it's working.
Oh. Okay, I see what you mean. That's great, Ruby. Is that why you called back?
Yeah, but I want you to tell me what you did.
What I did?
It took you and your little switch box a week to fix my television channel, and I want to know how you got the channel to show the correct day. Who can I call to make this happen faster without trouble?
Oh, I mean, time passed?
I know. So next time, I want it done faster.
Ruby, I didn't fix anything. Time passed, so it's the day that kept repeating on the channel. No one fixed anything.
So it's working.
I'm actually not sure.
It fixed itself?
Not really. Listen, there's gonna be a gas leak at your house today. You need to get out of...
So what you're saying is...
Yes!
You've been ignoring my case for the past week.
No! I've just been...
If you didn't want to help, you could have just said so.
I've been helping! I'm just working on a different time scale than...
Felicia, can I speak to your manager?
Can you speak to my... I don't think Ron can come to the phone right now. I'm sorry.
Shit. Useless!
Ruby! Your house is literally going to explode today unless you do something.
Oh, yeah?
You need to gather your belongings, call a repairman, or attempt something? You can't just sit there and watch television or you're literally going to die. I can't get you to care about anything that I'm saying, and your life is on the line.
What the fuck are you talking about?
What?
What are you selling?
What?
Are you with some kind of church?
Why would I be?
I don't want what you have. I don't believe you, and I don't care.
Ruby!
God damn it! Oh, fuck! Ron, get out of here! Shit! Ron, come on! Maybe I should be more polite to my boss, but I didn't expect it. Wait a minute. Is this a wireless headset and charging dock? Ron, what the fuck? Why didn't you just give this to me gently? You could have just told me. Isn't honesty part of being a good manager? Or is it just easier to spook me and procure it yourself? Oh my god, I know how to save Ruby's life.
Ruby, it's Felicia. I'm so sorry for calling you back.
Fuck, it's been 5 minutes. Leave me alone. I'm trying to decide on lunch.
Okay, but hear me out. I talked to management. And you're entitled to a refund.
A refund?
Yep. I got a call back from the studio. It's a bit of a drive from where you live, and they can only fulfill it today. So you'll have to head down there soon. It should refund your last full bill. How does that sound?
Is this a scam?
No.
Well, all right then. I was just gonna sit around here all day, but, money's money.
Yep. Just remember to really demand your money back. Be forceful about it.
I do deserve it.
You do. Oh, and, make sure you bring your information with you. Like, your photo ID, maybe your social security card, bank cards, legal documents.
Why?
You're going to need to be able to prove that it's you, of course.
Oh, that makes sense. Okay, I'm leaving right now.
Great! They'll be expecting you. Have a...
Oh, fuck. Okay, God. I hate lying to customers, but I had a feeling that Ruby left me no choice. I'm gonna call back.
The number you dialed is not in service.
Okay, well, I'm willing to bet their house exploded. Wish I could access news websites to make sure they got out in time. So, that was successful? I guess? I got my headset. Ruby's all set. I did a good job, right? Sometimes people really don't know what they need, but it's my job to see them through to the end. And sometimes I don't get thanked for it, and I have to compromise my values to get it all done. That's how work usually is, right? What the fuck am I doing here? Shit. I wonder if Ron is happy here. They got me what I asked for. I guess they are able to leave the office, because they did just leap through the ceiling. I wonder what they had to do to get the headset for me. Oh, Ron, maybe you aren't so bad. Aw, they're sleeping! Slumped over their office chair like a little... shaggy pile of dogs. I hope this was worth it. I'm surprised they even knew what I wanted, to be honest. If they could figure out what I was asking for, maybe there's more to them than I had expected. Maybe once I'm free, I'll try to get Ron out too. I don't know yet. I better let the mystery emailer know that I got what they mentioned. I got the headset. What's next? And sent. I mean, even if it's not to get out of here, this is a pretty good headset. The box is a little slimy, but it seems sealed and intact. Oh wow, that was a fast response. Let's read it. Good work. I will be speaking with you soon. Keep broadcasting. How soon is soon? When is soon? I'm tired. I'm going to the break room and getting a ham sandwich, and then I'm gonna set this thing up. See you, listeners. This has been an episode of Paranatural Support Service Team, Channel 144, Part 3. Today's episode was written and produced by Jolene Cutnor. Today's cast included...
Ruby was played by Avalon Willowbloom.
Ron the Manager, played by Mask.
The Agent, played by Jolene Cutnor. Information on where to find cast members can be found in the episode descriptions. If you'd like to receive updates on new episode releases or ask the agent questions that may appear in future episodes, be sure to follow our Twitter account at PSSTcast. If you'd like to support Paranatural Support Service Team, see the aforementioned Twitter account for the Patreon, or simply leave us a rating or review on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening, and remember, there's always someone on the other end of the line.